approach to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah?
Yes, the approach to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the approach to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, we will be reading excerpt 17 from the Ramchal Derech Hashem. One who purifies and sanctifies himself by his actions will draw, through his learning, bestowal to the extent of the preparation that he had prepared himself. And the more he prepares, the more precious and powerful becomes the study.
Please.
Excerpt 18 from Abasha's article, What are Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator? A person must make a great effort before he comes to learn so that his learning will bear fruit and good results, meaning so that the learning will bring him the light of Torah, by which it will be possible to reform him. Then, through the Torah, he becomes a wise disciple. What is a wise disciple? Baal HaSulam said that it is a student who learns from the wise. That is, the Creator is called wise, and a person who learns from him is called a disciple of the wise one. What should one learn from the Creator? He said that a person should learn only one thing from the Creator. It is known that the Creator wishes only to bestow. Likewise, man should learn from him to be a giver, a bestower. This is called a wise disciple. It's another one, Dudi. Where are we?
Quote number 19 from Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, item 17. Hence, the student pledges, prior to the study, to strengthen himself in faith in the Creator and in his guidance in reward and punishment. As our sages said, your employer is liable to pay you the reward for your work. One should aim one's labor to be for the mitzvah of the Torah. And in this way, he will be rewarded with enjoying the light in it. And his faith will strengthen and grow through the power of the virtue in this light. As it is written, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Then, one can be certain that from lo lishma, he will come to lishma. In a way that even one who knows about himself that he has not yet been rewarded with faith still has hope through the practice of Torah. For if he sets his heart and mind to attain faith in the Creator through it, there is no greater mitzvah than this. It is, as our sages said, Habakkuk came and stressed only this: the righteous shall live by his faith. Furthermore, one has no other counsel.